Hi, my name is Henrik Edberg, and this is the Smart Social Skills course. Welcome to week 3 of the course. This week's topic is how to overcome shyness and social nervousness. This week, we will look at how to overcome two of the most common issues people email me about when it comes to improving social skills. Those two issues are shyness and social nervousness. Like many, I had fairly big problems with both of them. For many years, I was pretty shy in general, and most of the time very shy around women and new people I met. And after I improved that, I, like most people, had recurring issues with being nervous in social situations. And that, of course, limited my life and how I viewed social interactions, dating, important meetings, and so on. And I thought for a long time that this is just how things are for me. They won't change. And it was frankly quite depressing. But I was wrong, luckily. Like with just about anything in life, there are things you can do. There are habits you can replace to become less shy and more open. To become less nervous in social situations and more relaxed and confident. So, in this week's guide, I'll share what worked the best for me to overcome my shyness and to handle social nervousness. These have been some life-changing techniques, mind shifts, and habits for me. My first recommendation is my absolute favorite: mindfulness. This is the thing that helped me the most to overcome shyness. Being mindful of being in the present moment is when you and your mind are just here, right now. When you, for example, walk up the stairs, you focus on how the stairs look, how the steps feel under your feet, and how it feels inside of you as you move upwards. You are not somewhere else in your thoughts. You are here fully with your senses. Now, why was establishing a habit of mindfulness so effective for my shyness and for my social nervousness too? Well, the shyness did in my case mostly come from thinking too much about what may happen or remembering what happened in the past. I remembered and imagined negative scenarios and rejection, and I was afraid that this would come true in this interaction too. So I became nervous, I didn't say much, or I simply and shyly avoided such situations. But by being able to reconnect with this present moment when needed, and by spending a fair amount of time each day and in interactions in this headspace, the past and the possible future stopped to matter. I was free. I was free to say what I wanted, and to just let my natural social ability guide the direction. That natural social ability, I think, is in varying degrees in all of us, but we can put up inner obstacles in the way of. So, how do you become more mindful? And how can you be in the present moment in conversations? One simple and very effective idea is something we have already covered in the previous weeks. And that idea is to focus on breathing for a minute or two. Yes, the breathing exercise we have focused on for the past 2 weeks to smooth out nervous nerves and butterflies in the stomachs do not only calm down the body. When you focus on just your in-breaths and out-breaths and nothing else for a minute or two, or maybe even just 30 seconds, you reconnect with this moment and with all your senses. You are not in your past or in the future with your thoughts, because they are fully focused on the breaths. A second way to do this is to focus fully outward for just a minute. When you focus inwards, it becomes very easy to get stuck in the past or future. But when a tennis player, for example, is playing an important match, then where is his attention? Does he think about if he's playing well and why he's sweating unusually much? No. He is fully focused outward on the ball, on the opponent, and what is happening right now in this moment of time. There is no room for inner reflection. Try doing this for a minute to reconnect with the present moment. See and hear what is going on around you right now. Sense the warmth or cold around you. Sense the smells. And over time, you can learn to make the mindfulness into a habit you use more and more during your day. When you work or do the dishes. When you exercise or you go out walking the dog. When you ride the bus or you drive your car. And, most importantly for this course, when you're on a date. When you're talking to new or old friends. And when you're meeting people at the parties or at local meetings. Now, my next tip is this. Don't make a mountain out of a meeting. Mindfulness is the most effective thing that helped me to overcome shyness. But another habit that helped me with shyness and social nervousness is to chill out about how you think about a meeting, a date, or a conversation when you think about it in advance and when you're in it. You don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill. You don't want to put too much value on the interaction. If you go into the interaction with the mindset that this job interview, date, or meeting do not go well, that will result in you being jobless, alone, and have no fun, then you probably don't do well in that interaction. If you put too much value on the other person, you feel that she or he is better than you, then you won't come across as your best self. So what can you do? Think about these things in a smarter and more helpful way. You need to free yourself from the mindsets that won't help you or the other person in the conversation. Realize how much such thinking hurts you. And simply don't put such a high value on the interaction when you're in it. Relax instead and think of how many millions of people all around the world that are on a date, in a meeting, or in a job interview each day. This is just normal and what people do in their lives, nothing you have to put a big amount of value upon. Now, you may think, well, this is important for me. Of course, I have the right to be nervous or anxious, and that is true. But you will get the best results if you don't cling to such thoughts. To maximize the likelihood of a positive outcome, you have to not think so much about the outcome, because then you'll be able to relax and to be your best self. So tell yourself that you will not have failed permanently, that you will not die if this interaction do not go perfectly. There are still many more opportunities out there. Tell yourself that this person in front of you is just a person with good sides and flaws, just like you and like anyone else. No matter how he or she looks, acts, or in what position he or she is in, like for example a boss at a job. People are people, so don't put him or her on a pedestal. By combining the focus on breathing and assuming rapport just before the start of a meeting, by using a reminder like forward, like we learned last week, to find conversation topics, by not making mountains out of a meeting during and sometimes before the meeting, and by staying in the present moment as best you can. I have had so much better results to what I used to have before I started incorporating these things into my life. Now, let's move on to 3 simple steps for starting conversations and handling approach anxiety. If you are shy and or socially nervous, then you may have trouble starting a conversation with someone you don't know. It can be scary. What is sometimes called approach anxiety, the anxiety that holds you back from walking up to someone, just dragging up a conversation, can be daunting. I have already shared quite a bit about handling first impressions, shyness and social nervousness. But I wanted to share 3 very specific steps that I've used many times to anyone who would like that. So here they are. Step number 1. I do the combination of focusing on my breathing plus assuming rapport. This is by far the most important thing because the breathing lowers the anxiety greatly and realigns me with the present moment, and the assuming of rapport switches my mood and mindset to a more open, relaxed and positive one as I head into the conversation. Step number 2. Have just a first question prepared. When you strike up a conversation with someone you don't know, then it can bring some extra nervousness. One good thing you can do about that to feel more confident is to have a first question to ask already in your mind. It could be, How do you and the host of the party or meeting know each other? Or, how did you wind up at this party or meeting tonight? Then you can use follow-up questions and also let him or her have some room to ask you questions. Or before you start the conversation, you can grab a question from the surroundings like, do you have any recommendations for what to drink here? Do you know what that really pink fish is in the aquarium, if there's an aquarium at the party, for example? Do you have a favorite song for the playlist, if you're at a private party, and there is a computer with the playlist? By just feeling prepared, you will feel more confident, and that may be all that is needed to not have your mind freeze up or lock up. You may not even need the question you had prepared because you feel at ease just knowing that it is there if you need it in your mental back pocket. And as you can see, the questions I have listed are not magical or fantastic. They are just regular questions. And that is all that is needed to start a conversation. Where that conversation heads after that first question is what is important and will of course decide what happens or do not happen. So don't overthink that first question or statement, just say it. Step number 3. Remove pressure by making it a small, 1-minute step. If you think you have to have this fantastic and long conversation with everyone, then that may put so much pressure on you that you get analysis paralysis. And conversational skills are improved through practice. So you are helping yourself greatly by removing that pressure so that you'll take some action. As you are about to ask that first question, think to yourself, I'll just have a talk for a minute with this person, see where that leads. That is all. Focus on just such a small step, and in some cases, it will not lead to more. And you have had a small conversation. And in other cases, it can lead to a fun or interesting conversation and evening, and even more than that. Almost all people are friendly, so talk to them for a minute or two and see what happens. Now, here are the action steps for this week. Day number 1. If you are shy or feel nervous, then use your old friend breathing plus assuming rapport to tap into your most relaxed self and the present moment in just one conversation today. Then, try to stay in the present moment as best you can in that conversation. If you drift off, then reconnect with the moment by paying attention to your breathing or by focusing fully outward for a few moments until you feel like you are truly here again. Day 2. Strike up one-minute conversation with someone by using the 3 steps I outlined in the end of this audio guide. Do this as many times as you like for the rest of the week and see what happens. This week, before and or during one meeting you may be nervous about this week, remind yourself to not make this meeting into a mountain. Read through the section on this again before the meeting, date a party if you like. Day 7. Use the worksheets to see how things went this week and to get a written record of your experiences, of what you have learned, and of what you want to focus more on in the future.